This is the Novice Novelist Podcast, episode 14.
Join us in a world where creativity thrives, ideas come to life, and dreams become a reality. Welcome, listeners, to the Novice Novelist Podcast.
Welcome back to the Novice Novelist Podcast. As we've been mentioning, we are going to completely transition to being student-run, which includes a student host. So today, I'm going to immediately pass it over to our student host, Ryan Nelson. Take it away, Ryan.
All right, thanks. Definitely appreciate this opportunity. So today we have a very special episode for you guys. We're actually welcoming Carl from the book War Journeys, written by one of our creative writing students here. So Carl, why don't you introduce yourself?
My name is Carl Henderson. I served in the Marine Corps for 6 years, and I just got back 2 months ago, and I'm here.
Alrighty, awesome. So for our listeners out there and for myself, because we haven't met before, I'd like to pick your brain a little bit with a few questions, if that's all right with you.
Yeah, that's all right.
So I'm going to start with some basic questions, maybe ask you a few more personal questions later. At any point, if you feel uncomfortable, just let me know. You know, we don't want you to be uncomfortable or anything like that. So we'll start out with what's your favorite food or what's your favorite meal that, you know, you like to eat, I guess?
I like steak.
Yeah, I'm definitely a steak man myself. Medium rare, medium well
medium
done.
Medium rare.
Awesome, awesome. So do you have a favorite hobby or a sport that you have played in maybe high school or something?
I like wrestling. Wrestling was always an interest. That and football.
Awesome, awesome. So what's your favorite football team, if I might ask?
I don't really have one. I don't watch it. I mean, you play a video game, you just, yeah.
Awesome, awesome. So do you have a favorite movie or TV show?
Into the Badlands.
Awesome. That's a great show for sure. So do you work or do you have like a skilled trade? And you might like military, college, anything like that?
Well, when I was in the Marine Corps for 6 years, I learned a lot in the medical field and went special forces. And we went in a team of six and I was one of the medics on the team.
Oh, wow. That's definitely awesome. Great career for sure. I know the military can teach you a lot for sure. So
oh, it does.
Yeah. So how's your home life? If we want to get into some of the more personal stuff, do you live alone? Do you live with family, spouse, anything?
I live with my wife, Layla, right now, and a friend, Alice, and her mother, Elizabeth. It's a pretty hard living decision with how things have been.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. So did you meet her in high school or did you meet her outside? You know, did you actually meet her in the forest or anything?
No, I met her back in high school and then I had left for those 6 years and
yeah,
we managed to stay together.
All right. Well, we're going to take a quick break from our interview and to hear a word from our sponsor. All right. And we're back. So you mentioned military. How was that? And can you explain maybe what you learned while you were there? Give us a little bit of your experience.
Well, while I was in for that time, I went all kinds of places. I was stationed in Firebase Cobra over in Afghanistan. And then after that, I went over to Iraq, took a trip to Korea, and a few other places. I learned a lot when it came to helping on the field, more than just infantry, I guess, and medical stuff. So if anybody was injured, you know, I had to be the one to also help. A lot of it was based on survival if you were ever gone for quite some time and never made it back.
Yeah. So hopefully I'm not being too pushy or anything, but with that, you know, what is the most terrifying or most memorable experience that you had there, if you don't mind saying?
The most terrifying was really the whole thing. If you didn't like being shot at, that's not where you wanted to be. Afghanistan had a lot of open hills and ridges, and there's just, you never know if you're going to get shot at, what's going to happen. So every time you're always afraid, but you just had to go in with a strong head.
Yeah. And it seems that you're very brave and going out there and doing all that for sure. So, so when you went into the military, how did your family react?
Well, my father served in the army for quite some time and then he left. And ever since I was a child, I've wanted to go. My family's all for it. I think it'll do it better.
Okay. So your family definitely influenced, you know, your decision or?
Yes.
Alrighty. Well, that's basically all the questions I have for you. Seems like you're a very great guy. It's definitely great to have you on the show. So, and took a lot of courage to come on here and speak of your career in the military. Do you have any words of wisdom or encouragement to our viewers?
Really, just no matter what you find yourself face to face with, just don't let that change what you're going to do the day after. So if you're ever doing something and it's really tearing you down, still be the same person at the end of the night.
Awesome. Well, it's definitely great to have you on here. And thanks for you guys listening. If you guys are on our YouTube channel, make sure to like, subscribe, and hit that notification button. And we'll see you guys next time.
Thanks for listening to the Novice Novelist Podcast. Please subscribe and share and tune in every week to hear more Port Clinton High School students become the Novice Novelists.